This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The GST Council has approved the rate rationalisation with a focus on the common man, labour-intensive industries, farmers and agriculture, health and key drivers of the economy. Briefing media in New Delhi last night, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said that the goods and services taxes on common man and middle class items has been reduced from 18% or 12% to 5%. Rationalising the indirect tax structure, the GST Council also cut the current four slabs down to two by scrapping the 12% and 28% rates while retaining the 5% and 18% slabs.
We've resolved classification-related issues and we've ensured that there will be stability and predictability about the GST. Rate rationalization, of course, we've reduced the slabs. There shall be only two slabs. These reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man. Every tax levied on common man's daily use items have gone through a rigorous looking into, and in most cases, the rates have come down drastically.
All these changes will come into effect from the 22nd of this month, the first day of Navratri. The finance minister further announced the reduction of GST from 12% to nil on 33 life-saving drugs and medicines and from 5% to nil on three life-saving drugs used for the treatment of cancer, rare diseases and other severe chronic conditions. GST on all other drugs and medicines has been reduced from 12% to 5%. The GST on various medical apparatus and devices used for medical, surgical, dental or veterinary purposes or for physical and chemical analysis has also been reduced from 18% to 5%. The finance minister informed that items such as hair oil, toilet soap, soap bars, shampoos, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bicycles, tableware, kitchenware and other household articles will now have only 5% GST. She further said that GST on ultra-high temperature milk, chenna and paneer has been reduced to zero from 5%, while all Indian breads will now see a nil rate. Ms. Sitharaman also announced that GST on food items such as namkeen, bhujia, sauces, pasta, instant noodles, chocolates, coffee, preserved meat, cornflakes, butter and ghee has been reduced from 12% or 18% to 5%. The minister added that the GST slab on items like air conditioning machines, televisions above 32 inches, all types of TVs, dishwashing machines, small cars and motorcycles has been lowered to 18% from 28%. Ms. Sitharaman said that labour-intensive industries have given strong support, while farmers and the agriculture sector will also benefit from the decisions. She said the GST on all agricultural equipment has been reduced from 12% to 5%.
Agriculture goods such as tractors, agricultural, horticultural, forestry machines for soil preparation or cultivation, harvesting or threshing machines, including straw or fodder balers, grass or hay movers, composting machines, etc., are all coming down from 12 to 5%.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the next generation reforms in GST announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has decided to cut GST rates, which will benefit the common man. Prime Minister Modi will hold a bilateral meeting with Singapore counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. The External Affairs Ministry said that the visit of Mr. Wong coincides with the 60th anniversary of the India-Singapore diplomatic relations and reaffirms the continued commitment of both the countries. In Kerala, Onam Pujas will be conducted at the Shabrimala Hill Shrine from today till Sunday. The temple was opened yesterday evening for Onam Festival and will be closed again on Sunday evening. The second Super 4 stage match between India and Korea in the Asia Cup Hockey Championships ended in a 2-2 draw last evening at the Rajgir Sports Complex Stadium in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.